Hey there, Pauline. Welcome to Milberger's Gardening South Texas. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine.
What's going on?
I enjoy your program very much.
Thank you.
I'm wanting some answers about... I live in Pike Creek, and you were talking about planting fall crops. Isn't it still too hot to plant fall crops? And if not, what kind can I be planting?
Well, in the hill country, which I would consider Pipe Creek kind of on the edge of the hill country, the hill country people up around Fredericksburg and all in that area have already planted their fall tomatoes. And so it's definitely a time, because you're going to freeze up there quicker than we're going to freeze down here. Usually you get your freezes up there in the middle of October, and we get ours middle of November. So
We don't freeze when Fredericksburg does.
You don't?
No.
Okay, but I'd go ahead and put out, and that's why we got this Surefire and some of these heat-setting tomatoes on the market, because you plant those now, and they get big enough, so the night temperatures do get cooler up there quicker than they do in San Antonio. That's why you live up there.
Yes.
And so when the night temperature gets cooler, those plants will set faster. In other words, you could come in here today and get a Surefire plant, and then Milton could take a Surefire plant home and plant it, and I guarantee you, you'd set fruit 30 days sooner than Milton's plant would, because
of the
cool night.
Come on.
And I guarantee you, you'd get 400% more fruit than Milton.
That's
would.
Not a fair test, because Milton's plant probably wouldn't live for 30 days.
I know it. Well, that's true too. But I always bet on a sure thing. You know? That's why I use Milton as an example.
Okay, what else besides tomatoes and when?
Well, you could do tomatoes and peppers now. That's basically the main things. I'd wait another 30 days to do broccoli and cauliflower, even though they are for sale, and even though the varieties that are for sale, you could plant them now. The heads will mature to a smaller size when planted this early because of the heat.
Okay.
And they will be stronger. But they will make a good broccoli by, 60 days. When is 60 days from Thanksgiving? We're not 60 days from Thanksgiving.
No, that's September.
If you want Thanksgiving broccoli, you plant it 60 days before Thanksgiving.
September 1.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
So middle
and
late August.
And what about?
That would be October 1.
I can't do any squashes.
No.
Can I?
Do what?
I can't do any squashes.
Yes.
Summer squash.
Well, it's mighty hot for them.
Green beans next month.
Yeah. Hey, like I said, you can get away planting earlier when you have cooler nights, and you can when the nights begin to get cooler, you can go ahead and plant. I'd plant like you said, September 1 or August 15th on squash and stuff like that.
All right.
Now you're going to have a deer fence up there.
I do.
Okay, thank you.